Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly. After the first day of the mandatory minicamp for the 2015 Patriots, and Paul, certainly a lot of energy and activity during the course of this practice.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on simultaneously. Both fields, both Brady and Garoppolo getting a lot of work. Obviously, a lot of passing. Anytime you have a mini camp like this without pads on, it's going to be an emphasis on the passing game. But I agree with you. I thought the energy was up. I thought the enthusiasm seemed to be up. And a lot going on out there.
And with the two side-by-side offensive units, you had mixed personnel. Some of the veterans with Jimmy Garoppolo, like Julian Edelman, for example, Rob Gronkowski, and Tom Brady, of course, had his share as well.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty much my biggest takeaway from the day was having a chance to see Garoppolo work with some of those, the first-string receivers. I know we're not supposed to say that, but let's face it, we know who Gronk and Edelman are. And off-air, you made a point to me that it was amazing how much better Garoppolo looked when he was dealing with some of those top-flight receivers. And certainly Gronkowski is going to make a lot of quarterbacks look good. But I thought that was my biggest takeaway, the decision to have Brady sort of work with the twos, quote-unquote, and Garoppolo with the ones.
We also saw the third quarterback, the debut of Matt Flynn, of course, a well-traveled veteran.
You know, I thought he throws a good ball. I think he's clearly throws the ball better than Garrett Gilbert did. Obviously, we know he has a lot more experience than Gilbert. Probably a good move for the Patriots. Just, one of those safety valve kind of things. If it doesn't go well with that appeal, you have a guy who's going to be 30 years old backing up Garoppolo. And I think that's what it is, Bob. I think it's a backup for Garoppolo, not necessarily someone to push him out of starting job.
And lastly, we did see a couple of guys come off the field. Scott Chandler, tight end, of course, who seems to be developing a nice chemistry with Brady and Josh Boyce. But anything to be concerned about at this point?
Well, Chandler spoke after practice. He said no. He said he was okay. So I think it's strictly precautionary. And again, he was an active participant with Gronkowski, doing a lot of stuff with Brady down in the red zone in between drills. So we've continued to see that every time we have an opportunity to watch the practices. So I would say it would be very surprising if we saw Scott Chandler not be, at least at the beginning of the season, a big part of this offense. That looks like that's clearly the idea behind Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels working a lot of these twin tower type things. That's what everybody's calling it. And we'll see if Scott Chandler can live up to that that billing.
Well, anything but twin towers right here, Paul.
No,
appreciate the
short
time.
Towers.
Day one is done. Two more to go in this mandatory minicamp for the Patriots.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.